And let's continue on today's edition of the KCII Football Friday Preview Show. It's now time for our Football Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. This week's recipient is Mid Prairie's Jason Too. Jason, congratulations on the honor, and thanks for joining me here today.
Thank you.
So, Jason, coming off of a great win last week, able to beat Northeast Goose Lake. Let's talk about that. What was your team able to do so effective last week?
On offense, we were able to run the ball through them. Our line was really good and was able to create some gaps, and we had a really good, strong running back. I was able to find those gaps and push through. For our defense, I'd say we put good pressure on the quarterback, and we had some good defensive backs and linebackers that made sure that the ball was thrown, they weren't catching it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you talked about the defense putting pressure on the quarterback. That's exactly what you did. Six sacks, a huge game. Did you feel like you pretty much all night you had the upper hand on their O-line?
I noticed a couple times I did slip. That's what kind of sucked. I don't have the best cleats, but besides that, mm-hmm. I was pretty confident going in. I'd say that was a good
sure.
That kind of helped me a lot, having the confidence that I was going to do good in the game.
Very good. Well, Jason, you got a couple games left. With that in mind, maybe some goals you set out beginning of the year or some goals for yourself that you want to set out these last two games?
Just had a couple goals. One was to try my hardest for the team, and one was if my team or my coach needed me to move to a different position. Like last year, I was a linebacker, that I wouldn't complain. I'd do it mm-hmm. because it was better off for the team. Those were, and not to argue with the coach. I have a little problem with that if I don't think it's right. But so that was one of my goals, to believe and listen to the coach.
That's always a good one. And there, yeah. So along those lines, of course, you are a senior, as we just said. With that in mind, what kind of leadership role have you taken on with your team this year?
At the beginning of the year, I didn't really get the leadership role. Towards the end of the year now, I'm working a lot with my linemen and my younger defensive ends that are still kind of on the ropes of what to do.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about your coach, Pete Kavanaugh. What's kind of his coaching philosophy? What do you like about him?
He's really funny. If kids start lipping off or doing something, he'll get in and joke with them or do something to make, if we're down, he'll make us laugh. And if I like how instead of putting in someone else, like if we need a quarterback, he'll be in there throwing the balls too. He'll be in the middle of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, he's involved in everything.
Well, let's look at your other sports. You're also involved in wrestling and soccer. Had a good year wrestling last year. But out of those three, do you have a favorite?
Kind of down to wrestling and football because I like being really physical. And I like the throwing portion in wrestling, but it'd probably have to be football.
Sure.
As wrestling is a close second.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's talk about wrestling. Last year, you made districts. Coming into your senior season, what's the outlook on the year?
For me, I just want to try to do the best I can to end strong for my senior year. Mm-hmm. Go 100%, hopefully get farther than district. And I want to get a little farther than I did the year before.
Mm-hmm. And so along those lines, whether sports related or not, just kind of a fun one, what's your favorite part about being a Golden Hawk?
I like the name that comes with it. I've always been told by my coaches that our Mid Prairie Golden Hawk name has a reputation of being kind of strong, stubborn, and really aggressive. And I take pride in having that as my
awesome.
Team name, as Golden Hawk.
I like that. Well, Jason, as we mentioned, you are a senior. So with that in mind, when you graduate, what's the plans?
I'm going to go to Kirkwood for 2 years, get my construction degree, and then work concrete, and then eventually start my own business, hopefully, in a couple of years after that.
Awesome. What inspired you to want to go that route?
Both my uncles have their own business, and then my best friend's dad also started his own business, so it kind of inspired me. And also my mom's told me that always better to work your, like, own yourself instead of someone else owning you, I guess. So
yeah,
kept that in mind.
Very good. Well, Jason, when you're not involved with all of these different sports, what do you like to do in your free time?
Something I like to do is spend time with my friends. It's always a plus being able to spend time with my friends on and off the field. And then I'm going to start lifting. That's something I really wanted to start doing. I'm going to start lifting a lot after sports or in between sports.
Awesome. Very good. Well, last question before I let you go, Jason. Our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, prides themselves on core values such as honesty and respect. What are some of your core values?
I've been told I'm actually a very honest person through bad and good. If someone's going to get me in trouble, I'll do it. I'll say it. It means honesty. I like to respect my coaches and my peers around me, knowing sometimes I don't show it. And I've considered myself to have a really good work ethic.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it or if it's hard, I'd still do it. So.
Awesome.
And always happy. That's one of them. Always happy.
There you go. Always a good one. Well, Jason, congratulations on the honor. Great week last week, and best of luck tonight against Anamosa.
Thank you.
That was Jason Tu of the Mid Prairie football team. Join us as this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. 6 sacks last week for Jason as they cruise to the win over Northeast. Best of luck to Jason and the Golden Hawks tonight against Anamosa. Let's step aside and come back with more of the KCII Football Friday preview show right after this.